and get it rolling. Make sure everything's working right. I got something in my throat. Okay, today's date is August the 4th, 1998. Just go ahead and state your name.
Kathleen Moore.
Okay.
I guess I should say Kathleen Campbell.
That's right. Moore. I probably called you Kathleen Campbell when I called because I had it written down backwards. I had your name switched around. I thought about that later. Okay, let's just get started. Tell me a little bit about where you grew up and your family.
I was born in Massey, Knott County, Kentucky. Born October the 30th, 1923. I'll soon be 75 years of age. I spent most of my early years with my grandmother and grandfather, Sam Maggard, and attended my first school was at Owens Branch. And then I also attended school at Mill Creek. And then I attended the sixth grade under Mrs. Claire C. Kiesel at the Settlement School.
So you began there in the sixth grade?
In the sixth grade.
Did you live on campus?
No, I did not.
Okay, so you traveled back and forth. Okay.
I was with my grandmother in Hanman.
Yeah.
One of the vivid things that I remember being in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
The ladies from the settlement wanted cream and butter from my grandmother. So I would take a half a pint of cream and a half a pound of butter periodically to Mrs. Gunn and Mrs. Kiesel. They lived in the settlement. And it was always interesting to me that when I would go and knock on the door of the little cottage where Mrs. Gunn lived, I left the butter and the cream with her. And then I went back to Massey and graduated from Massey grade school.
Okay.
And then came back to Hanman for high school.
Now, how did you get to school? Did you ride a bus?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So how long was the bus ride from Mousy over to the high school?
Oh, I don't really recall the time or the 10 miles. So made several stops on our way. And even when I lived with my grandmother, I rode the bus.
Yeah, I was just seeing if you ever had to walk. I didn't know some people, they still walked to school.
No, I never walked.
Okay. Did you have any brothers and sisters when you were growing up? Or?
I'm from a family of 11.
Wow. So you had a crew.
9 of us lived to be grown.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I had... I guess there were 5 of us that attended the Hanman Settlement School.
Mm-hmm. So when you started, I guess we'll maybe focus on high school and then go back and talk about that sixth grade year. When you started high school, what was Hanman like at that time? Like, what was the town like since you would have been, since you're a commuter student, you probably had more contact with that, or might, did you go to town much, or...
Oh, we went to town most every day at noon.
Yeah.
Had lunch. We had a place called Palace Lunch. Then they had a Bramlett Clark drugstore that we could have a sandwich and something to drink.
Yeah.
Tandy Bolin had a restaurant. The IGA store, most of the boys ate there. They would fix sandwiches for them. It was a very warm, close town. The people then were very friendly. They were friendly to the students. It was a lovely town. Still is, in my opinion.
What kind of stores were downtown besides the, you named a few of them, like the drugstore and things. Were there clothing stores or?
Oh, yes. I guess Sheldon Maggard and Charlie Young had the 2 clothing stores, as I recall. Been a long time since 41.
Yeah. I'm trying to get an idea of, I guess, knowing about the town tells you a lot about the school too, you know, when you think about it. And just getting a description, was Saturday a big time? Did a lot of people go to town on Saturdays?
I really don't know, because I did not have much of an opportunity to go to town. I was aware of what they call court day, when everybody would come into town. And, of course, we had Lige Hicks had a store.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I really wasn't too, I didn't spend much time in town.
Yeah. I guess talking about your school days a little bit, who are some teachers that you had when you were in high school? Maybe ones that stand out in your mind, ones you enjoyed.
Well, Betty and Pearl Combs.
Uh-huh.
And then a Mr. Adams, a Miss Standish, Devon Pratt. Of course, Professor Smith,
mm-hmm.
whom all he had to do was clear his voice and everybody became silent. I just can't remember all of the names of the teachers that I had. You know, I can't even remember the home ec teacher.
Uh-huh. What classes did you like when you were in high school?
I liked them all.
Did you?
I was never off the honor roll.
Wow.
And had to study to be there. I couldn't goof off. There's a little plaque that I would like to have. I have never seen it, but it was supposed to have been in the library of the old settlement school that gave my name as an honor student. And I would love to have that plaque.
I've never seen that before.
I don't think they would have taken it down to the Knott County School.
Mm-hmm, probably not.
But I wish it could be located, and I wish I could have it.
Yeah. Now, how many did you say were in your class when you graduated?
We started out with 41, but I believe 39 graduated.
And you graduated in 1941.
1941.
What was your all's graduation ceremony like? Was it just kind of like once today, or I didn't know if there was any?
Well, no, we didn't have anything in particular. We had the baccalaureate sermon, mm-hmm. and then we have graduation. And I was valedictorian of my class.
Wow.
So I have some fond memories of the school.
Yeah.
Fond memories of the courtyard, and
what are some of your special memories? I know every person I've talked to has different things that when they talk about being at the settlement school or going to that high school that they think of, whether it's the courtyard or something they would do every day with their friends. Is there anything like that that stands out in your mind?
Not particularly. I just enjoyed all the people that were there,
mm-hmm.
and it's always a pleasure for me to go back and see, you know, during the alumni luncheon, that I go back and see people that I knew then.
Okay. Did any of your close friends live on the campus?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember things that they talked about, or was there any differences because they lived on campus and maybe you rode the bus to school?
No, not that I recall.
Yeah.
We had a wonderful rapport with all the students there.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter whether they came in by bus or lived in the town or were at the school.
Uh-huh.
Very fond of the teachers associated with the school.
What was the overall demeanor of the teachers, what were they like? Were they
very friendly, mm-hmm. very dedicated?
And how did most of the, in your opinion, how did most of the students get along with them? Is there, I mean, a pretty good relationship between teachers and their students?
I thought it was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what most people have told me. I mean, I've heard a lot of positive things about the teachers. Well, what kind of education do you think you received going there? I guess what caliber of education do you think you got?
I really don't know how to answer that because having to work hard in order to make my grades made me, I guess, more aggressive,
mm-hmm.
which probably was very beneficial for me in my work in the future.
Yeah. Now, what did you do after high school, after you graduated?
Well, I went to a business school in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And then during World War II, I worked in Washington. I came back home and worked in the Board of Education. And I got married. We moved to Floyd County. And then I was... my husband was elected county court clerk, and I was the chief deputy in the office for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then we came to Lexington, and I became a jobber for Phillips Petroleum Company, and I was their jobber for 27 years.
Wow.
And I retired
mm-hmm.
in 85. We came to Lexington in 1962.
Mm-hmm.
I have three children.
Mm-hmm.
My two girls graduated from the University of Kentucky, and my son has 3 years of college at Eastern.
Now, when you were at the school, I don't know if you had much association with the people over at the settlement school. Did you ever, were you ever around Miss Watts much, or?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, I didn't know if you were around her much or not. What about Miss Cobb?
I wasn't with her very much either. I knew them both.
Uh-huh.
My two brothers attended the settlement school when they were very small.
Mm-hmm.
And they liked it. But with the transportation that we had, we could stay home and
mm-hmm.
ride the bus.
Yeah. Well, I've just kind of been asking, those are my main questions that I like to ask people, but are there things about the settlement school or your years in high school that maybe I haven't asked you about that you thought of while we were talking, or you think would be important to preserve? I mean, that's kind of just like a general question, because sometimes people think of things while we're talking that they remember from high school, or a special friend or a special memory, anything like that.
Although I didn't attend, you know, wasn't a resident of the school.
Right.
I was sorry to see it not be able to continue to have students. And I thought it was very, very beneficial for those who had, you know, lived further out in the county
yeah.
and could not, you know, it's just a long, long drive sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they got good discipline, and I hated to see it not continue to have the type of school that I was familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Are you very familiar with the programs today, what goes on there? Or?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I was going to see what you thought about the changes over the years. Just from, I guess, from going back to the luncheon and seeing the changes over the years, mm-hmm. what your opinion is of this, of that.
The few things that I do know about, I think is very progressive mm-hmm. for the county. And, you know, I have a very soft spot in my heart for Hanman and the settlement school.
Yeah. Let me see if there's anything I missed here that I want to ask you about. My big mess of papers. Oh, no, one thing I wanted to ask you about. Was there much emphasis on things like weaving and music when you were in high school? For those classes that were offered or anything like that?
I don't know that there was a lot of emphasis on it, but it was available
mm-hmm.
if you had a desire to be in it, you know.
Okay. Did you ever take part in any folk dancing or anything like that?
No, I did not.
Okay. I know later, I think it was the later years that people got a lot more involved in that. A couple of people I've talked to.
Well, I think those who were residents of the school and who lived in the town, you know, were more involved.
Yeah.
Those of us who were transported in didn't have much time to spend there.
Yeah, I'd say not.
We came and went.
Uh-huh. Now, when Mr. Steele was your librarian, what did y'all think of him? I mean, what was he like?
Oh, we adored him.
Uh-huh.
He was a wonderful person. I still think he's a wonderful person.
Was he very strict in there? Or how did he run things?
No, he wasn't strict. He was pleasant, but we all knew our station behaved.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have a few that was a little rambunctious, but I would say we didn't have more than three students that had to have Professor Smith talk with them.